Sen felt his heart begin to thump faster and faster. Nearby, a squad of Amaran soldiers was consumed. The enemies used their spears like skewers, killing men on the ground like kremlings. Kaladin's men met the enemy, bodies shoved on all sides, and Sen was spun about. In a jumble of friend and foe, dying and killing, Sen grew overwhelmed. So many men running in so many directions. He panicked, scrambling for safety. A group of soldiers nearby wore Alephi uniforms, Kaladin's squad. Sen ran for them, but when some turned toward him, Sen was terrified to realize he didn't recognize them. This wasn't Kaladin's squad, but a small group of unfamiliar soldiers holding an uneven, broken line. Wounded and terrified, they scattered as soon as an enemy squad got close. Sen froze, holding his spear in a sweaty hand. The enemy soldiers charged right for him. His instincts urged him to flee, yet he had seen so many men picked off one at a time.
I have to stand.
I have to face them. I can't run. I can't!
He stabbed his spear at the lead soldier. The man casually knocked the weapon aside with his shield, then drove his short spear into Sen's thigh. The pain was hot. So hot that the blood squirting out on his leg felt cold by comparison. The soldier yanked the weapon free. Sen stumbled backward, dropping his spear and shield. He fell to rocky ground, splashing in someone else's blood. His foe raised his spear high, a looming silhouette against a stark blue sky, ready to ram it into Sen's heart. And then he was there. Squad leader, Storm Blessed. Kaladin's spear came as if out of nowhere, narrowly deflecting the blow that was to have killed Sen. Kaladin set himself in front of Sen, alone, facing down six spearmen. He didn't flinch. He charged. It happened so quickly. Kaladin swept the feet from beneath the man who had stabbed Sen. Even as that man fell, Kaladin reached up and flipped a knife from one of the sheaths tied about his spear. His hand snapped, knife flashing, and hitting the thigh of a second foe. A third man froze, looking at his fallen allies. Kaladin shoved past the wounded enemy and slammed his spear into the gut of the third man. A fourth man fell with a knife to the eye.
When did Kaladin grab that knife?
He spun between the last two, his spear a blur, wielding it like a quarterstaff. For a moment, Sen thought he could see something surrounding the squad leader, a warping of the air like the wind itself become visible.
Oh, I've lost a lot of blood. It's flowing so quickly.
Foes all down, Kaladin turned and knelt beside Sen. The squad leader set aside his spear and whipped a white strip of cloth from his pocket, then efficiently wrapped it tight around Sen's leg. Kaladin worked with the ease of one who had bound wounds dozens of times before.
Kaladin, sir!
Sen pointed at one of the soldiers Kaladin had wounded. The enemy man held his leg as he stumbled to his feet. In a second, however, Mountainous Dalit was there, shoving the foe with his shield. Dalit didn't kill the wounded man, but let him stumble away unarmed. The rest of the squad arrived and formed a ring around Kaladin, Dalit, and Sen. Kaladin stood up, raising his spear to his shoulder. Dalit handed him back his knives, retrieved from the fallen foes.
Had me worried there, sir, running off like that.
I knew you'd follow. Raise the red banner. Sen, Corridor, you're going back with the boy. Dalit, hold here. Amaram's line is bulging in this direction. We should be safe soon.
And you, sir?
Kaladin looked across the field. A pocket had opened in the enemy forces, and a man rode there on a white horse, swinging about him with a wicked mace. He wore full plate armor, polished and gleaming silver.
A shard bearer.
No, thank the Stormfather. Just a light-eyed officer. Shard bearers are far too valuable to waste on a minor border dispute.
Kaladin watched the light eyes with a seething hatred. It was the same hatred Sen's father had shown when he'd spoken of Chul rustlers, or the hatred Sen's mother would display when someone mentioned Kusiri, who had run off with a cobbler's son.
Sir?
Subsquads 2 and 3, pincer pattern. We're taking a Bright Lord off his throne.
You sure that's wise, sir? We've got wounded.
That's one of Hela's officers. He might be the one.
You don't know that, sir.
Regardless, he's a battalion lord. If we kill an officer that high, we're all but guaranteed to be in the next group sent to the Shattered Plains. We're taking him. Imagine it, Dallet. Real soldiers. A war camp with discipline and light eyes with integrity. A place where our fighting will mean something.
Dallet nodded. Kaladin waved to a group of his soldiers, then they raced across the field.